Chapter 10. Found Again. The boys followed the trail of milk jug rings and hair ties through the kitchen and into the garage. The trail went past the car and behind the couch.
I see something, Peter said. Help me move the couch.
The boys pulled and pushed until they finally moved the couch away from the wall.
Look at all the socks, Ben said. And there's Mom's earring.
Peter gasped.
Ranger!
He picked up the action figure. I lost him a long time ago. Ben turned to Tulip.
So this is your hiding place. Now when we lose something, we'll know where to look.
I can't believe Ranger has been here the whole time. I thought he was lost forever. Peter hugged Ranger. Ben turned to Seth.
Ranger is Peter's lovey-dovey.
He is not, Peter said.
Then he looked down at Ranger. I did miss him, though. Ben crossed his arms.
Just like Seth missed Marco Polo.
Seth crossed his arms, too.
And Ben missed Moby.
Peter didn't say anything for a while. Then he sighed.
Well, I guess so,
he said quietly. Maybe you're right.
What? Say it louder, Ben said.
Maybe you're right, Peter said. I'm sorry I teased you guys about Moby and Marco Polo.
Seth took a deep breath. Peter did seem sorry. So he decided to give Peter another chance.
Okay, but don't call us scaredy cats or Betty Petty Ed Sethy Wethy Eddie Bore.
I won't, Peter promised.
Maybe we could play with our toys together. I bet they like your birthday presents, Benny.
He stopped. Ben?
Sure, Ben said. Let's play after breakfast. Mom said she'd make pancakes.
The boys cleaned the dust off the toys. At breakfast, Marco Polo, Moby, and Ranger sat on the table. Then they rode in Ben's new remote-controlled toy Jeep. They had fun in the modeling clay. They met dinosaurs. They looked at comic books. The boys were having so much fun with Marco Polo, Moby, and Ranger that they didn't even hear the doorbell ring.
Hi, Dad said. How was the sleepover?
Seth ran to Dad.
I had a great time, and so did Marco Polo. Can we have another sleepover, this time at our house?
Dad smiled.
Sure.
Moby can meet Boo, Ben said.
Seth looked at Peter.
Will you and Ranger come too?
Peter smiled.
Yes.
On the car ride home, Marco Polo was happy. He'd had the biggest adventure of his whole life. He'd been on a sleepover. He'd been captured by a cat and escaped. He'd explored new places and made new friends. Now he felt excited to go back to the library to see his book buddy friends. Because when an adventure is over, even brave explorers like to go home.